Saturday and we decluttered.
Yes, no, maybe so.
I don't think we're going to have a huge crowd.
Okay. I guess we have 1 minute left. Okay, it's 4:30. We'll call the meeting to order. You'll join me in the pledge, please. Salute pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And just for the record, Superintendent Ginsler is present. Nikki Crabb is present. We have Regine Waltz, Ish Medina, and Robin Bogdanoff. Ronnie Eaton is out ill this evening. So we will move on to our reports and communications and our superintendent update.
Okay, so quickly, we posted the Wheatland Charter School public hearing notice on February 5th. We have received no inquiry regarding this renewal of the charter. But we do want to give the public, anybody here or on Zoom, an opportunity to speak about the renewal if anyone has anything to say. Does anyone have anything to say about the renewal? Seeing none, we will bring forward to this board the charter renewal application for approval at the next board meeting. Okay. Summer camp, I talked a little bit about it at the last meeting. Kara and I continue to discuss and do some preliminary planning on summer camp. We really, again, would like to make it a more robust teaching, reteaching extension program for probably about 3 weeks this summer. We will look at bringing teachers in to do academic catch up, et cetera. But really it's gonna come down to what kind of funding we're gonna see to help make this happen. So as we get closer, we'll certainly continue to bring more information to you. Right now, our preliminary plans would be to have one campus in town and one campus on base. Okay, and then COVID vaccines. So most of you have seen the emails. I'm sure that have been going back and forth. I want to let you know that we do have a few folks that have both their first and second vaccines completed. We have had a few others that met the threshold and have had their first vaccine. And we now have 48 people signed up for this week. The county opened the vaccine clinic to educate above the age of 50. This is a step in the right direction, but of course we would love to see them open it up to all educators. We are hoping to see the county drop the age soon so more can get scheduled. I fully believe that every one of our employees that qualified that wanted to get an appointment this week were able to get one for Saturday. So that's a good thing. We do have some that didn't choose to do it or weren't available this Saturday or whatever, and they can go on next Wednesday for the following Saturday. All of the first vaccine clinics held by the county are held at the Yuba Sutter Fairgrounds on Saturdays only. And then the second vaccines, which would be 4 weeks later because they use Moderna here, are offered on Wednesdays. As many of you know, a number of the superintendents in Yuba and Sutter County, including myself, have been battling with the health department and the county supervisors about their decisions on the vaccine priority. I'm not sure what we've done to help push it forward, but I'm proud that we continue to stand up for our staff, push the issue of fairness and equity in the state priority for vaccines. It makes no sense as it sits right now. An example, I could be a resident of Placer County, but teach in Yuba or Sutter County, and I would not be able to get my vaccine. However, if I'm a resident of Yuba and Sutter County or Sutter County and teach in Placer County, I can get my vaccine. So again, it makes zero sense and it's not equitable. So we'll keep fighting the battle. And at some point we will be able to get everybody who wants to get a vaccine vaccinated. So I'm gonna move on to attendance. We currently have 1,269 students. That is 831 in our hybrid TK through fifth grade program, 371 in our sixth through eighth grade middle school program, and 67 in the the HBIS program. Overall, we are 100 students less than we were last year at this time. In any other year, that would be very concerning. In this year, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, where we are with COVID and whatnot. We currently have 94 students in our preschool program, which is the same as we had last month, but 36 less than we had last year. So that is what I have for superintendent's report.
Okay. Any comments or questions on the superintendent's report? Okay, we'll move on to communication from the public. Anybody have anything that is not on the agenda to talk about?
So Dr. Revelis is on here and he is asked to speak. So if we could recognize Dr. Revelis and make sure he's not muted. You're up, Frank. All right.
Thank you, Superintendent Gunsler. My respect to all the board members. I apologize. I tend to look like I'm in the witness protection program. Sorry about that. That's part of being in Zoom, but clearly, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is Dr. Valens, Yuba County Superintendent of Schools. As I noted probably in a previous meeting, and I won't take too much of your valuable time, but as I said, I'm originally from Texas. And again, as I might have shared before, there's a saying that's appropriate during these times of complexity and ambiguity, and Superintendent Gunsler, along with other our peers, the other superintendents, we know about that. You know, get to the point. Again, we're dealing with a lot of complexity and a lot of ambiguity. And the saying from Texas says, you may recall it, it says, say what you gotta say, mean it, and then don't say it again. That's from Texas, some wisdom. So I'm gonna try and keep my comments to the point. First and foremost, I want to extend my respect and applaud Superintendent Gunsler, Board President Nicole Crabb, and fellow board members. From my heart, I also want to recognize Superintendent Gunsler for his outspoken and eloquent, no holds barred advocacy and expertise in leading your great districts. And I wish you could join me when we meet with other superintendents. Let me tell you, he holds his own big time. And that's important in these times. Where do we stand? I must say that I truly respect Craig And let me go to get to the point, because he stands for something, ladies and gentlemen. Let me repeat that. He stands for something. Again, if you were to join me during our meetings, whether it's with the health department or fellow superintendents, that's important. I value that. That's something we all need. Mr. Kanzler, are you from Texas?
No.
We'd be honored to have you a Texan, but sincerely, he's from Wheatland. And again, I extend it because Mr. Kanzler, he stands for something, ladies and gentlemen. Given all the challenges we're facing, your efforts and advocacy on behalf of our children, their families, and staff really are serving as a model for other districts. I am saying that from the vantage point of the Yuba County Superintendent of Schools. I have the privilege of viewing all these dynamics from a bigger scale across all counties, and I also work collaboratively with the districts in Sutter County. And so I got to say that the model that you're developing there is serving as a model for the rest of the districts. Finally, I want to underscore from my heart, my corazón, that the Yuba County Office of Education stands ready to provide our support and assistance in whatever way possible. So with that, staying with the Texas saying here, thank you for the privilege of your time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you, Superintendent Gunsler, Board President Nicole Crabb. Thank you.
Thank
Board
you.
Members, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ravel.
Very nice.
Outspoken and something. That was a good backhanded compliment there. Outspoken and I like that a lot. No, thank you so much. We know Craig stands for kids and for staff, so we're very, very pleased that we have him here. So.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mrs. Goodley, do you have anything?
Hello, everybody. Not much this time. Just wanted to say hello. And I'm actually end up still in my office, so just working hard. I'd like to thank Ms. Jacklett for sending us the TK Roundup information for kinder and TK. We appreciate that. Our families have been asking, and I told them it's coming, and thank you so much for sending that. The only other thing that I have was a question from families, and Craig, you may have already said that, and maybe I missed it, but they're just wondering if the district is considering having, you know, before the end of the school year, are they considering maybe having a full schedule school? That was one of the questions that came out.
Yeah.
If
I had a crystal ball, I could give you an answer. Are we considering it? Absolutely. We consider it. In fact, I talked to the high school today about, you know, pushing the envelope after spring break to try and get everybody back on campus. We just
right.
have to see what tier we're in at that point and make sure that we're legally able to do that, because right now the tier that we're in, if you weren't already open, you're not even allowed to reopen
or right
open. We were lucky enough that we were open in October and able to stay moving forward. I think we have to be all the way to the orange tier to be able to bring students back for less than 6 feet, and that's really the issue, is the spacing of students.
Right.
You know, I heard the president talk about putting money towards education to get all students back in the classroom and to use the money to hire more staff so we could continue to have the spacing. The piece that they forget is that we have a limited supply of classrooms. So even if we had to put all students back at 6 feet, we do not have the space to do that.
Absolutely.
So that's a long answer to say, yes, we'd really like to do it before the end of the school year, but time will tell.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. That definitely clarifies things. And I will just, you know, when they talk to me, I always tell them that they can give you guys a call as well. If what I'm saying is not kosher for them, and they can always reach out to you guys. You guys have been wonderful, so I do appreciate that. The last thing is just the one month of the military child is coming, and that's in April. And we just enjoy just celebrating. I mean, this year, I'm sure all kids really should be celebrated. And it is the month of the child as well. So just celebrating all the kids and all that they've done and had to go through, as well as all of what the teachers and staff and administrators and parents have had to go through as well. We all deserve a celebration in April. So I will be sending you guys out some information on some of the ways that we're celebrating Month of the Military Child and the Month of the Child. So thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Matt. Any other public comment for items not on the agenda? Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Comments or questions on anything on the consent agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will move on to the action items. Our first action item, 5.1, approve the 2020-2021 Wheatland School District Parent Handbook.
So let me first start by apologizing to the board about giving you so many different plans to read, and they're not short. But they all come at the same time, and then the state and the federal government decide they want to add plans. So this one is our annual update of our parent handbook. And so basically it's the same handbook that we have every year. The administration goes through the handbook each year, adds in new language that we receive from the state or changes that we need to make the handbook appropriate for 2021, understanding that by August, when we're back in school, some of the stuff may have already changed. And we try to keep the handbook updated, but this is coming to you for approval so that we can have it available for enrollment of students for the 2021 school year.
So does anybody have any questions on the handbook for 2021? Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve 5.1, the approval of the 2021 Wheatland School District Parent Handbook.
So moved.
Second.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move on to 5.2, the COVID-19 School Guidance Checklist.
Okay, so the 5.2 and 5.3, you can, I mean, take them separately, that's fine. But basically what they are is that OSHA came out with a new set of guidance and protection plan that we had to put together. So 5.3 is the plan that was written, and all of the administrators and myself and classified management all got together and put the plan together. We've sent it off to the unions for any input that they may have. The reality of it is that most of that is already in place in all of our other plans. So that was 5.3. 5.2, then they came out with a guidance checklist. And basically what you had to do is take items off of the COVID prevention plan and populate a checklist so that it says it in two different places. So that's what these two are, and they are both required as of January 1st through OSHA they are brought to you for approval. Understanding that every plan that we write or that we have is always fluid because they change the rules quite often.
Okay, so any questions on 5.2 or 5.3? If not, we'll put these together. Approval of the COVID-19 school guidance checklist. And 5.3 COVID-19 prevention plan.
So moved.
First?
Second.
Second. I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The next one is the CSEA MOU.
So, as you know, back in October, we brought forward the MOU with the Teachers Union WESTA. But CSEA, we had, they were going through some changes with who represents them. And so we met with them in October. They did not get back to me till about January. It's a very different system with CSEA. Local CSEA chapters cannot agree to anything without national or state CSEA agreeing. So it takes a, it's a longer process. But basically what this MOU is everything that we've been doing since October to get students back in school, and how does that impact those employees that are covered under the classified union. So what you'll see here is a signed MOU by myself and the president of the local chapter. CSEA Sacramento took it, you know, they were involved in the negotiations. They took it to go through their process. And unfortunately have not returned it. I don't believe that they will not sign it. And if they don't, then we'll back to the drawing board. But they took it back on January 19th, and it should not take that long to get back to us. But this is what happened. So that's why you see the blank signature under CSEA. And I did email her this week asking her where it was, and I did not get a response.
Any questions or comments on the CSEA MOU?
So we can vote on this?
Yes.
Even though there's no signature?
Mm-hmm.
I move we approve the CSEA MOU.
First?
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll go on to 5.5 learning. Continuity, can't make my mouth do that. And attendance plan.
So the learning continuity and attendance plan was brought to you earlier this year and you approved it. But since then we've had to add some specific language, mainly regarding students with IEPs and communication plans on students that are not participating in either distance learning or hybrid learning. So in the plan that you were sent, the two sections that were highlighted yellow are the only new sections. Everything else was previously approved by the board, and the two sections are due to changes in the law and ed code. So those have been added.
Any questions on 5.5? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the learning continuity and attendance plan.
So moved.
First?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Were you and I reading?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
What was that called again?
Continuity plan. It looked like when I turned and looked sideways, it looked like community, and then it was the way I looked at it with my glasses, and I'm like, what is that word? Okay, with that, any board comments before we go into closed session? Okay, with no board comments, we will close this meeting. Thank you for everyone who zoomed on in and watched us. Thank you, Dr. Rebellis, and we'll close it down.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.